No one said entrepreneurship was easy.
But honestly, let's be real about it.
Hi, my name is Varun Balsara.
And I'm Luke Nellicliffe.
And we are the hosts of the Human Entrepreneur Podcast.
This is the podcast that unmasks the human behind the entrepreneurs.
We uncover the skills they have learned.
Lessons they wish they knew earlier.
And stories that will motivate, inspire, and sometimes shock you.
Entrepreneurship just got real.
Welcome to our show. Hey guys, welcome back to another bonus episode of The Human Entrepreneur. Today, Luke and I will be chatting about the concept of creativity.
Yes, so we've got another episode which you might have heard on our Instagram Live, and hopefully we can think of some more creative introductions like this and more creative ways to repurpose our content as well. You'll notice that we're now turning our Instagram Lives into actual bonus episodes, so we can spread the word of the human entrepreneur further and further. So yeah,
the question is, Luke, are we being more creative or less creative?
Oh, good question. I guess we're being less creative by recording maybe less material, but we're being more creative with our marketing of existing resources.
Interesting. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Let us know what you think. And please do spread the word. Drop us a like, a review if you fancy. Thank you so much. And on to the main episode.
Today we're going to be talking about creative blocks and how we can overcome creative blocks, and especially about how we can think about how to really boost our creativity going into 2021. Lots of opportunities here to be your best self and maybe to pursue some ideas. So yeah, Varun, do you have any immediate thoughts on how to become more creative?
Yeah, I think one of the things with creativity is firstly, it's very defined to the arts. I think that's a general misconception. So the first thing is to kind of dispel that conception. So one of the things that I would like to say is, like, I think wherever you are, whatever you do, I think creativity is just a mindset, and being able to hone in and tap into that mindset is very important. Irrespective of whether you're a business owner, whether you're an artist in the truest definition, or whether you're probably working with numbers and finance. One thing that helps me a lot with creativity is just walking. I think one of the greatest innovators of I think Steve Jobs as well, like, what he does is he walks, or he used to walk. And through those walks, he kind of gets to know a lot more about himself, work on a problem. And I think there's a lot of research that goes into it. So there are two types of memory, really. One is focus and one is diffuse memory. What happens is, when you're intensely focusing on a task at hand, you're using certain parts of the brain. However, if you take that away and take a break and start, say, walking, what you're using is diffuse memory, and it kind of allows your brain to think of things in a very different way. Also, when they say, you know, sleep over a problem, it actually has a lot of science behind it. So Matthew Walker talks about this. Matthew Walker is a famous guy who studies sleep. And he says, like, the brain's ability to actually form neural pathways or to find out certain things, bases which, you know, your brain kind of makes these connections, actually helps a lot. So two things that really help is, one is exercise in the form of just like sleep. Exercise in the form of walking. And the second is just sleep in general. So make sure you're getting that exercise and make sure you're getting a lot of sleep. The second thing I really like doing is, I want to talk about, you know, these blocks. So very often you probably face a lot of creative blocks. One thing, of course, is journal a lot. And it's like free flowing. So it's like a stream of consciousness. And you keep writing. And eventually, I think it's like all the cogwebs in your head just kind of get distalized. And eventually what comes out is like this thing where you're like completely, you vented out on paper. And it's a great opportunity to, one is discover yourself, but maybe, you know, iron out any sort of difficulties that you have, and to keep that creative spirit bubbling. I think the next thing to do would be to probably also acknowledge that if you're having a creative block, that's perfectly fine. I don't think you need to set those high expectations of actually being able to be creative 24/7. I don't think that's possible. And I think the other advice that I'd give to anyone suffering creative blocks, or just in general with creativity, is, like, try and do things that are completely and totally different. hang out with people or read books that you never read before. Change up or switch up your genre entirely. So if you're having a block in terms of writing, try and read something that you've never read before, or listen to a podcast or watch a movie or a genre that you've probably never, ever read in your life. Pretty much sure that that would probably help you in some way, shape or form. Those are my quick bits on creativity. Yeah. What's yours, Luke?
Yeah, I think getting enough sleep is so important. And I think on top of that, just like looking after your well-being, making sure that you're in like a good headspace, have a good amount of health so that you have enough time for yourself so that you can process everything, but also you're in a good space that you can actually like think creatively, think of new ideas. I think just getting stuff out of your head is so important. And that's why I think like journaling is great. But I also just try and take notes throughout the day if I'm like on my laptop or my phone, or just in a physical journal as well. Just if ever a thought comes to me, just always writing it down, because you might end up forgetting it, or you might try and remember a part of it, or you just, you never know how things are going to help you in the future. So always just write down everything that comes to your head. And for me, the most creative time is in the shower. So I know that I've always, if I'm really facing a block, say with an essay or with like a business challenge, I'll just go and have a shower, and it often just allows my brain to relax, but also subconsciously think of solutions.
Is it a cold one or a warm one?
A warm one. Maybe I should take some cold ones, but I can never.
Apparently, cold water shocks your system, so it probably wakes you up. I'm not sure how great that is for creativity, but hey, give it a shot and let me.
My last couple one would be just do like boring, monotonous tasks. Cause like you're saying, you can't be creative 24/7. And I think doing like tasks like tidying your room, like washing dishes or something like that, it doesn't use much like brain activity and can like really provide some clarity into your environment. So that might make you ready to be more creative.
That's interesting. I've never thought of it that way, but yeah, maybe monotonous tasks can actually help you think of different things. I think making notes is also something that's helped me a lot. I have a separate folder in my notes section that's like ideas or business ideas, and I just like anytime that comes to me, I put that there. In terms of reflecting or journaling, I think it need not always be a physical journal. You can probably even do voice notes and just like reflect on it, and it's interesting to see what happens when you look back at it. But yeah, overall those are a couple of things. But yeah,
definitely. And I've got one last point. My last point would be just allow yourself to fail and don't set boundaries that limit yourself. Like it's okay to fail, it's okay to fuck up. Some ideas work, some ideas won't, and if you're trying a new idea, other people won't have done it, and that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur or setting up a project. So give yourself that freedom.
For sure. I think also like art in itself, like doodling for example, or just like literally writing stuff or like using colors and like splashing paint if you have access to it, or crayons or felt pens or something like that, visually seeing stuff, I think really helps as well. At least it helps me. So that's that. Also, by the way, like talking to someone on the phone and just going through like your block, or just like having a chat with someone, or going and walking with someone, or meeting up with someone, that's also pretty refreshing. Basically switch up the tasks that you're doing so that your brain kind of thinks of something else, and then while you're thinking of something else, it probably will figure out a way to solve that problem. Credit yourself with that, because I think the human brain is something that's very fascinating, especially when it comes to creativity. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me, Luke. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, everyone that's tuned in today. I really appreciate your support.
And if you have any ideas for how maybe you overcome creative blocks, how you harness your creative self, let us know in the comments on this live, or when we post it on our IGTV. See you, everyone.
Thank you. See you. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. If you enjoyed it, drop a review wherever you're listening to this. And for weekly content, subscribe to our podcast channel. And for more updates, check our social media channels attached in the show notes below. Thank you very much.